Greetings, my friends. Welcome to PaulaGordon.com. I'm Paula. Music is older than human language and more profound. More fun, too. Guy Davis has been singing the blues for 3 decades.
I think it's in me to understand that by speaking to an individual or taking that which is individual in me and giving it out, I am speaking to everybody. Intuitively, I know that we are so much more alike than we are different. I came up with my own religion. I call it the ancient faith. And that is, they say, and one Bible says, in the beginning was the word. But before the first word was spoken, you had to take a breath to say that word. And that breath was the last time that all of mankind agreed. So, now, I suppose in an ideal religion, it means nobody would talk, so we'd never fight. But no, you got to talk. But I guess that just means we all have to be a little more thoughtful about what it is we intend when we open our mouths. The highest I can seek as a musical and singing and performing artist is to communicate as clearly as, say, a bear. Because if I hear a bear growling, that tells me a whole story of where not to go and where to start running.
I gotcha.
There's clarity there.
Guy Davis is the son of actors and activists Ruby Dee and Ossie Davis. He's enjoyed success as an actor and a writer, but his heart and soul are in his music and the stories it helps him tell. We met him at a near-perfect venue, small, intimate, wine-infused, and welcoming. The next day, he sat down with us to tell us why he sings the blues.
Guy Davis, we were with you as you entertained, enlightened, informed, delighted an audience last night in Kimberley, British Columbia. And what it brought to mind for me was a song that our little community choir sings that's an ancient Scottish song, excuse me, called Robin Adair, who is out being a troubadour. And what is this town to me? Robin's not here. He comes, he delights, he leaves, and it's just a plain old town again. Well, I kind of felt like you had done that for us last night, that you came, you brightened the place, and we're going to be really sorry when you leave, but you will have left us some beauty. Is that why you do this?
Well, I'm actually Scottish. Oh, all the trade a tidy can, the begging is the best. For when a beggar's weary, he can aye set tune and rest. Tay the begging I will go, tay the begging I will go. I do it because it's in me to do. I've got to do it. I enjoy coming to towns. I enjoy bringing what I have and sharing it. But I also get things, too. I get energy from an audience. I get encouragement to continue to go on. The challenges to what I do, how I usually with transportation, like late flights or delayed flights or a GPS that was set up by some evil wizard who wants you to wind up at a mall and Podunk, you know.
And that's where the gig is. Who knows?
That's true. But that's what, see, I do, wherever the gig is, it's the people I'm there for. And it's a kooky thing. Sometimes, for instance, I fly into a town, and maybe I get picked up at the airport. Like they drive me to the hotel. I drop off my bags. They drive me to the venue to sound check. They take me to dinner, back to the venue to do the show, back to the hotel to sleep, back to the airport the next day, and somebody says, I saw you last night. I love what you did. How do you like our town? I said, well, I ain't seen your town.
I like you.
Yeah, I like you. So
mediocre airport.
Yeah. So I'm blessed by the people that I encounter. And once in a while, I do get to see a town. And in my earlier days, particularly traveling in this great country of Canada, I would deliberately, if I had the time or a day, I would deliberately get lost, just wander around, just so I could see stuff and find stuff and look at things. I mean, look at them, and the camera I was using was the one in my eyes. You know, just
so
to
you
see
didn't get
there.
Anything in between you and seeing it.
Yeah, something like that. So,
that's an adventure unto itself, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
I was sitting in the audience watching you and thinking about what you're talking about, the travel and just being dropped down someplace and then dropped in some other place and dropped in some other place. And it would seem to me has to be the important part of that, of course, is the audience. That's why you're there. But I would also assume that audiences are very different, dependent on the night, the location, a thousand different things. Tell me about audiences.
Audiences. Yes, they are different. They are made up of many individuals. But when I go out on the stage, I can't be trying to reach all the individuals there. What I try to do is recreate something I experienced when I was just a kid, maybe 7, 8 years old, sitting in the front row of an auditorium, watching a guy up on the stage with a guitar. That's just a chunk of wood with some strings on it. Mm-hmm. But somehow with that thing, he would make magic. He would make this gestalt. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts here. He would make something happen that just opened out my whole mind and imagination. Mm-hmm. And then you get somebody like Pete Seeger, for instance, who stands in front of a group of people who none of whom might know each other, or just maybe 3 out of 1,000 might know each other. And he gets them all singing together, and they realize that they've got more in common than they have that separates them. So I'm standing there, I've got to perform for a group, and on occasion, I get exchanges with individuals in the audience, mm-hmm. but it's a way of getting closer to everybody. Mm-hmm. Hope I answered that question. I know I kind of
sideways. No, it's
welcome to the conversation.
But we were talking earlier. The audience is why you do it.
You don't do it just for the fun of those airports.
Well, and you were also saying that you much prefer live performance to going into the studio. That,
yes.
That recording is something you have to do as part of the marketing campaign.
Yeah, yeah.
But the audience, and I will say, as I get older, I've come to value what the magic that is music. That it's a much smarter language than the one we normally speak to one another. It's mm-hmm. richer. It's more complex. And the fact that you also write a lot of your songs suggests that there's a rich dynamic between you and this generic condition that is an audience, but also one that is rich in the individual occurrence of it.
Bill, I believe that intuitively I understand. I'm not saying by my own power intuitively, but yeah. I think it's in me to understand that by speaking to an individual or taking that which is individual in me and giving it out, I am speaking to everybody. Intuitively, I know that we are so much more alike than we are different. I came up with my own religion. I call it the ancient faith. And that is, they say, and one Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. But before the first word was spoken, you had to take a breath to say that word. And that breath was the last time that all of mankind agreed. So, now, I suppose in an ideal religion, it means nobody would talk, so we'd never fight. But you got to talk, but I guess that just means we all have to be a little more thoughtful about what it is we intend when we open our mouths.
Let's stop for just a minute, if we may, to take a quick break and come right back with Guy Davis.